Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. It's April 5th, 2020. And how are you guys doing? I know that we are all at home for the most of us. You know, I want to just give a quick shout out to the healthcare providers around the world and, you know, people that are doing essential work around the country and the world. Thank you so much for what you do and putting yourself out there for us folks that can be home and work. And thanks for tuning in. We're going to keep everything as upbeat and as light as we can, but we definitely want to encourage you to do your part and keep everyone safe, keep yourself safe. And I have a really dynamic show today that I think will help everyone get some insight on how to maneuver through this pandemic and this economic, you know, this time that's a little challenging for us entrepreneurs and for everyone. So today I have a really special guest. She actually read the whole bill and the whole thing from the feds that came out. And I think it officially launched yesterday, although there'll be another website that comes up on April 10th. So if you're a small business owner, which is usually my demographic here on the show, this could be really helpful information. So grab your pen and paper. But I have on the line all the way from the dirty South, I have Christina Biddle Chantier. She's like this badass. You're a Southern Belle badass. How are you today, Christina?
I'm great. How are you, Miss Monique?
I'm doing good.
It is great to be here. I want to say that first of all. And I also would like to thank all of the healthcare workers and the truckers out there that are keeping us all going right now.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you guys just for the listeners, you cover the whole southern area, but you're also nationwide. Is that right?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
So your state just initiated some stay-at-home orders as of this week, I believe. So that's good news that they've come aboard, right?
Finally, yesterday, yes. But me and my family, a lot of people, though, are starting self-quarantine, so they've been pretty good.
Okay, good.
You know.
Yeah. I think everyone can kind of get the gist of this now. I know in the beginning, we all kind of were like, no, this infringes on my freedom and my rights and my life. But once we understood the why, there's no reason not to get behind it.
Exactly. And, you know, like your show today, I want to bring out some positive aspects of this. Yes, it's a pandemic. Yes, it is horrible. But the stimulus packages that have been issued by the government are extremely crucial to keep the economy going. But for small business owners and for startups or people who are just wanting to start up, now's the time to do it. Even individuals, now's the time to invest your money. So, you know, now is an optimal time to do things. I know it seems really bad. The economy seems really bad, but look at the stock prices. Now, here's some of the tips that I've got for what you can do with your money money to make you money. How's that?
We would love that.
You want to hear that?
We would love some tips, of course. But first, we want to hear who you are. I want the listeners, because I know who you are, but I want the listeners to hear, you know, your background and what you do exactly in your title so that they can get a grip on that.
Okay. Well, if we must, we must. So, my name is Christina Chantier Biddle. I was actually originally from North Carolina and moved to Alabama a few years ago. I graduated with my MBA. Years ago. I am the owner, operator, and janitor of Premier Accounting, located in Visco, North Carolina, and I have a second location in Birmingham, Alabama. I have three daughters. I'm pretty normal, boring. I love tax code. As a hobby. I love the tax code.
Well, you were one of the first people that I thought to call because I'm like, she's got her shit together. And for sure, you know, you don't pull any punches. You really are. If I want the nitty gritty real deal, I'm calling Christina, because she's, don't let the Southern accent fool you, you guys. She is not playing around. So let's jump right in on what you learned from reading your Fed bill. What did you learn yesterday for us?
Well, first of all, I want to cover the stimulus package, because not only are individuals as individual taxpayers going to be affected by this, but your sole proprietors, your freelancers, gig workers, you have so many people that are being affected by this. As a matter of fact, it in the bill, it expanded who is who actually qualifies for unemployment right now. Self-employed people, if you own your own small company, and all of us do, and sometimes we are our own only employee, but we can qualify for unemployment as well.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Let's expand on that, because people don't understand sole proprietor DBA sometimes. So if you have not filed a DBA or an LLC, you are considered a sole proprietor, and you can use your social security number to get the benefit. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. You just, what you need to do is, now, you need to have filed a 2018 or 2019 tax return. That is how they're basing all of this, if you are not already receiving a government check in some form, such as Social Security, disability, a death benefit, railroad retirement benefits, things like that.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, so let's. Like, if you, so folks, if you haven't filed your 2018 or 2019, you can reach out to Christina. She's making her phone available via text. So get your pins out. Her number is area code 910. Oh, which one are we giving? Go ahead. Give it out.
It's 910-571-1092. If you want to text me, that's great. I'll be happy to help you in any way I can. Another thing, too, is for people who are not usually required to file a tax return, such as, let's say you've got a family member that doesn't file taxes because they don't really work, but they want a stimulus check. The IRS announced yesterday or day before that they are going to soon have a website up that will allow taxpayers or any or individuals who are not being claimed by someone else on a tax return. Okay. You go online, you put in your information, your correct bank account, your correct address, things like that, and that gets you right in the system. Now, I have thing to where, you know, some people are apprehensive about, oh my God, I don't really want the government having my information like this, because they may owe back tax debt. Well, the government cannot use that to come back on you. You will not lose your stimulus check for owing back taxes, back student loans. That has been suspended for the time being.
I love that you touched on this, because, that is a huge point for people. I think the only thing that they're being petty about, which In retrospect, it's not really that, or in, you know, full view, is the back child support. Is that right? That might be something that's hindering.
That may be something that is that, well, some states now, it is up to each state on whether or not they want to enforce it.
Okay.
But that is one of the only ways that your stimulus check can get garnished. The others are forgiven at this point. Your tax debt. If you are making payments to the IRS, your payments are suspended for a certain amount of days. I do want to bring this up. There are stipulations on everything. There are day requirements, month requirements. I don't really want to list those out for the simple fact that they are all different, and I don't want to misinform anyone. So I just want to put that out there.
No, I love that you are, and you're being thorough, and it's still new information, and things are constantly changing, but people can reach out to you and get the direct connect. What do you charge?
Right, and
what's your rate?
My base rate is generally $190 to $250. I usually say about $250, because everybody comes in and they've got some situations and extra forms and stuff. So let's just say around $250.
Great.
I try to keep it affordable.
Yeah, I think right now
is
a really
sucks.
Great time. Yes, that's right. And, you know, you guys give her a call. If your H&R Block agent is in their office or you don't know who to call, Christina, her line is open. She's at the Lake House. Oh. She's ready to help you. And she can help in all 50 states and territories. So give her a text at 910-571-1010.
Okay. I also wanted to throw my email address out there, too, for those of you who don't feel comfortable. It is premierabc1@gmail.com. That is premierabc1@gmail.com. And anybody that wants to reach out to me is more than welcome to. Let's see
Love
here.
It. Talk to us.
Oh, also
talk to us more. What else do you
Absolutely.
Have?
The economic stimulus. If you don't get it now, it is available till December 31st of 2020. So you don't feel like, you know, everything's crashing right now because of the unemployment. You know, you got all these websites going down. So if you don't feel comfortable filing for your stimulus now, or you know how you have to go in and put things in the system for the IRS, bank account information, you know, you have until the end of the year. So do not feel rushed. You're not going to miss the boat. Let's see here. I also want to touch on real quick the payroll protection program.
Oh, yes.
And this is this is a little bit about small business, how the government is loaning up to 4 months worth of payroll plus it's 4 months of payroll based on the prior year's quarter payroll. But the thing about it is you can add a little bit more to it. And then you can add like mortgage and rent and things like that. Your small business owners can. Now, the stipulation with this is let's say you borrow $10,000. 75% of that must be used on employee payroll taxes. It has to be payroll related. So your first, the $7,500 out of that 10 grand has to be payroll. The remainder can be mortgage, rent, power, utilities, whatever. And now the thing about it is I just gave you the criteria to get loan forgiveness. So if you apply for loan forgiveness, and there are two dates that you can apply. April the 3rd was the first date for sole proprietors and individuals. And then you have April the 10th. Go to SBA, that is smallbusinessassociation.gov, and you can find lending institutions that are offering the small business loans. Now, the government has made it to where there are hundreds and hundreds of institutions that are offering this.
Okay.
You can borrow up to 25% more of whatever your payroll was a quarter last year. Plus, you can add some extra for mortgage and interest. And as long as you use 75% on payroll, you can qualify for complete forgiveness of that loan. Now, the interest rate on that loan is only half a percent, too, by the way. Absolutely.
Really?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And the interest rate is a half a percent up to a certain amount. If you borrow like $100,000, you know, it goes up. But the maximum percentage on these loans is 1%. Also, all the fees have been waived.
Wow.
All the loans. Yes, loan origination fees have been waived on these things, on these loans. And also, too, the payroll. When using that money on payroll, you get a tax deduction of 100% of the money you paid that employee with the government's money.
Wow. This is really helpful because people need to get on this. Now, let's say you don't want to go to a second, third party, and you want to just go on the small business loan website and file for that directly. You can do that, right?
Yes, you can. There are a few pieces of information that you will need, and they will list that before you begin the loan process. You'll need, of course, your quarterly payroll, things like that, because they will ask you to justify these things. And then once you have dispersed all your money, they want to see verification that 75% did go to payroll. before you can start the law of forgiveness. Now, I do want go ahead.
No, definitely.
I want to caution people.
Okay.
I want to caution people on the loan forgiveness. And the reason why I want to caution people is, number one, I don't fully understand what they're saying in the bill, because we all know if we have a cancellation of debt or debt forgiveness, we end up getting a 1099-C at the end of the year, which we have to claim as income, correct?
Okay.
Well,
yes.
This does not specify whether or not you're going to receive the 1099 for that canceled debt or forgiven debt.
I see. That's a good caution to put out there. Act as if, right? That's what we need to do.
Act as if you're going to have to, that's a paycheck, and you're going to have to pay taxes on it until we know more. Every day, details are evolving. So, you know, what we may not know today, tomorrow we may have an answer on. Another thing, too, is also watch out for these stimulus payments, because it can cause some of your, okay, here's another area I want to dive into for gig workers, freelancers.
Yes.
Because this is all going to tie in together. They are covered under unemployment as well, okay? Gig workers, freelancers, people in those industries and things like that, they can qualify for an additional $600 a week. Okay.
That's great.
Go ahead. Yeah. But now it's taxable. That $600 is taxable. It does plainly state that. Now, here's the issue. We all know that nobody really makes excellent money on unemployment generally, but now unemployment has been beefed up. Everybody needs to prepare to get something possibly at the end of the year. I'm not saying that you will. I haven't seen any directive on this because the IRS, like I said, everything's evolving. I'm just telling people, prepare, because I don't want people at the end of the year, they've made it, they've gotten this far, next thing you know, they get a tax bill. I just don't want people in that situation, and right now we don't know, so always plan for the worst and hope for the best.
I love that that you're doing this. And before you give us another pointer, we've got about three more minutes with
okay.
question. If you are a sole proprietor, DBA, or just getting started, and you want this help, and you want to keep your people on, and you want to take credit, you know, get advantage of that $10,000, and you don't have a Duns & Bradstreet number, and you don't have any credit under that business, are they running personal credit for these loans, or is that being waived?
Yes.
What do we know?
Well, what we know is that a sole, when you go in, they're going to, of course, going to ask for tax return. Okay. Well, that right there is going to legitimize you. If you just started your business in January, all you have to do is show a P&L, profit and loss statement. And most of your requirements, not all of them, most of your requirements are being waived. But the loan for a sole proprietorship, of course, would be under the owner's name, because they are assuming 100% full risk of this liability, and it comes with recourse. So, yes, it would be under the individual's name, to answer your question plainly.
That's good. So they are waiving the requirements of a regular loan. So if someone has not
some,
the greatest credit.
Some of the requirements. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good to know. So you guys be encouraged out there. All right, we got two more minutes with Christina. Christina, tell us some more stuff before we let you go.
Let's see here. Student loans, they're being waived through September the 30th. Let's see here. My goodness, there is so much information on this bill. Let me pull some more here. Landlords, they cannot charge any fees to renters for non-payment of rent. Eviction is suspended due to non-payment, so you can't get evicted for non-payment. Let's go over how much people are going to receive. I do want to clarify that.
Yes.
For individuals, for single or head of household, for the individual, it is $1,200. It is $500 additionally for every child that is 16 or under. Okay? Now, if you're married filing jointly, you get $2,400, $500 per child that is 16 or younger. Now, there are income thresholds for this, okay? The income threshold is number one on single, $75,000, and you can get the full amount. Anything over $75,000, you're null and void. It actually goes down $5 for every $100 in additional income. For married filing jointly, $150,000, and again, for everything, for every hundred over the $150,000, you get a reduction in the credit by $5.
So that is based on your last tax filing, is that right?
Yes. So if I were you, I would pick the year that you made the least amount of money, and that'd be the one I'd stick with. If you made more money in 2019 than you did 18, I wouldn't file that booger until I had to. Did I say that?
I love that. No, well, don't talk. People are just trying to pay their bills.
Exactly.
That's true. You've got to survive. And what would you recommend the top things people should be spending money on right now? Let's say that they have half of their income or less than half. What are the primary things that they should be spending money on right now, besides food and the obvious utilities?
Save it. Don't spend it.
Yeah.
We haven't seen all of this yet. We have not seen everything yet. Hold until relieved. And it is very important right now that people be extremely conscious with their money and the frivolous spending. For every dollar saved, you just, in the future, it could be worth $2 in peace of mind. You know what I'm saying?
We love it. Christina, thank you so much for being on. You guys, don't worry. Christina Charpentier Biddle will be back in 2 weeks. So not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, she's going to be calling in, and we're going to actually use Zoom in 2 weeks, and you'll be able to see her beautiful face. And we are going to answer more money questions, because by then, I think people will have they'll have applications. They would have had a little bit more insight on this. So we're going to be calling you in 2 weeks to check. Okay.
And maybe some checks will have come out by then too. Maybe our first round of stimulus checks will have arrived. So, but it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure, and you stay safe, and we'll be talking to you in 14 days, and we can't wait. So thank you for your help, Christina.
You're welcome. Thank you, hon.
Thanks, dear. All right, you guys.
Bye, sweetie.
So, yeah. Bye-bye. You guys, if you want to speak to Christina, she is sitting by the phone. Text her. Don't be afraid of the area code, even though it's outside of LA. She's very, very educated on this. She's got her MBA in this shit. She knows what she's talking about. She's one of my friendly nerds that's read the bill. So she knows. So give her a text, okay? 910-571-1092. And I think we're going to get my second guest on the line here, and that's Dr. E. Lance McCarthy, and he's from Missouri by way of L.A. So as soon as he gets on the line, we're going to jump into what he's got to say. Oh, hello, Dr. McCarthy. How are you?
Fine. How about yourself?
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. I know that you're a global financial analyst, and you're super busy. Thank you for making time. Please give everyone a bio. He's called in before, you guys, but give everybody your bio again so they know exactly who you are.
Okay, Dr. Lance McCarthy. I'm an economist. I have done economic research starting back with the Clinton administration, served on his task force on defense conversion, leveraging technology for the military to the urban sector. Worked a lot with international and national funds and equity. I've done a TED talk in reference to urban American technology and started an organization 6 years ago called Ferguson 1000, which has grown to Global 1000, where we go into markets all across the country and help small business, particularly in technology, grow and be able to move forward.
Well, you have definitely left a financial footprint on the world, and you and I speak behind the scenes, and you guys, Dr. McCarthy is on his grind. 2020 is still going to be our year, Doctor. Don't you agree? In a different way.
No question. No question. More opportunities than ever.
So why don't you go ahead and share with us people, you know, I know some people have reached out, but they just poured their life savings into opening their doors, opening their businesses, and now this has happened, and we can't control nature, but can you help people in business understand what they can do at this time to maximize these opportunities?
Yes. So for the first time ever, we have created the federal government a bailout program for everyone, the individuals as well as businesses. And that's a $2 trillion fund. Particularly in reference to small business, there is an awesome program that will help small businesses immediately. And of course, that is the CARES program. And the CARES program is a $385 billion fund that is geared to assist small businesses. And of course, it came out as a response to the coronavirus initiative. So there are two particular programs that small businesses can apply for immediately. The first one is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Fund, EIDL. Under that fund, small businesses are able to apply for up to $2 million. But an immediate $10,000 recovery loan that you can apply online immediately. And starting this week, those funds will be dispersed into people's account 3 days after they apply if they are approved. That first $10,000 is recoverable, so you don't have to pay it back if you don't get the long-term loan. And that's particularly for businesses who have been hurt because of coronavirus, who have closed, who have assistance in rent, all the things that have hurt your business, that which you can apply for, again, up to $2 million, but immediately $10,000 that's non-paid back because of the initiative. That's the first side. The second one is the Paycheck Protection Program, which is called the PPP. Again, this is up to $10 million. At a rate of 5%. But this loan, again, does not have to be paid back if you're able to show how you put it for rent, for mortgages, for payroll, because they want to get people back to work. And so it's incentive to do that. So those are the two major programs that one can start on immediately to be able to help them get back on track and move their businesses forward. The third pot of money for small businesses is in contracts and grants. And they're going to start issuing those out over the next week or two to come with innovative ways to solve solutions for the coronavirus. I was very fortunate to be on a call with the White House on Friday. We had an extensive hour conversation. This has never been a bailout for small businesses ever to this magnitude. So despite the problem, despite all the negative things that are happening, we stand historical time to get small businesses back on track because we know small businesses create 80% of the jobs in this country.
Wow. Doctor, that is so dynamic to hear. And it's very encouraging for someone like myself and people who are, you know, putting their blood, sweat, and tears into their business and finally leveraging and seeing things come up and kind of just standing still. So you've just offered so much hope. Are the prerequisites very high? Let's say that someone has, you know, a lower score. They're under 700 or, you know, they don't have a Duns & Bradstreet or they, you know, they're a DBA. What does it look like for their approval rate? What do we know about that?
Yeah, they're trying to help people from all factors. Of course, you got to have a decent credit score, but it's not as important as traditional loans. These all are coming through the SBA. And so you can go online and pull up SBA.gov. / ELA, but they're just trying to make sure you get all businesses back. So if you are a Lyft driver, you still have a business. If you're an independent contractor, that's still a business. If you are a plumber, whatever business you're in, and if you can justify and show that you have a viable business and you have been hurt correlating to the coronavirus, you can apply. And again, I'm just very excited about helping small businesses move their agenda forward, despite whatever you're in, because the more we get back into small businesses, the more we can get the economy back rolling. And that's the objective of the CARES program.
Well, we love it. So what are you looking to advise at this moment in time for people who say have a little bit of money to spend, that yes, this has halted them, but they have a little cushion? What do you advise people to be investing in and to be doing with their money right now?
A couple of things. One, you have to look at the changes in the business now. So for instance, we're working with restaurants, and restaurants, of course, on having people inside, but they're doing curb service. So looking at those healthy restaurants that have a market and a demand, we believe that is going to be a great arena because people are going to have to eat, and they have to be able to eat differently. So we're looking at very healthy restaurants from that perspective. Technology platforms. We know that everyone is at home now looking at Netflix. And so we're advising people that there's opportunity to be able to invest in those type of companies that we know are going to be a high demand because people are at home. And then platforms that deal with interaction, Zoom, all the type of things that you're going to be doing business differently than you've done before will be an increase because people will be demand in those areas. So again, if you look at historically, when there has been problems in reference to chaos, plagues, things of that nature, there's always been opportunities. And the small business communities always have to be creative. Again, there are opportunities to look at how we can get the economy back on track. There's funding available. There's creative ideas out here. I just believe that we can work together and collectively get small businesses back on track.
I love this. No, this is really, really great. So can you delve into a little bit of a little bit more of what you have been working on and what you want to tell everybody you're excited about? So when we are back outside and mingling for the rest of 2020, what else are you excited about?
I'm excited about innovation. I've always told people, you know, technology is a creative platform. So we know we have a lot of creative minds out there. Actually, we're working with some doctors in the Los Angeles County that have developed an antibody. See, we want to be able to look at how we help businesses stay on track. We also want to help how we help businesses grow. And so we have some doctors out in California who have developed an antibody as opposed to a vaccine. There's two different ways. And so the antibody is like an antibiotic. It gets into your system and helps you cure not only the coronavirus, but other things. We're very excited about helping those companies move forward. We put together a consortium of technology companies, software, hardware, supplies, testing. So if any of your audience is in any of those areas that could sell products to the government or to the private sector, we would love to hear from them because we can help them grow. Again, we want to help sustain the companies by a short-term band-aid with money. But we also want to help look at opportunities for these companies to sell their products. So again, if any of your audience has creative or technology or supplies or products that they believe that can help this whole coronavirus sector, we want to help them. So we're very excited about that. Again, we had a call Thursday night with Congressman Maxine Waters. We had a call Friday with the White House. We're going to continue to galvanize small businesses that have innovative ideas that help them not only get funding, but help them grow. And so this is a very exciting time for small businesses in this country.
Well, you know, this is such a great talk. We're going to give you the rest of the show, if you don't mind, Doctor, because you have been just, you know, since you've done your TED Talk, and if you guys haven't seen Dr. Lance's TED Talk, treat yourself and just type in Dr. E. Lance McCarthy TED Talk. But he did a talk on tech. We usually call you the nerdy tech doctor or the nerdy doctor. Or, I mean, you know. A nerdy swag. Oh, yes. Okay. But why don't you right now give everybody all your social media handles where they can find you?
Yeah. Okay. On the Instagram, it's lance.doctor, lance.doctor. In reference to my social media, I have two of them. One is Ferguson1000, Ferguson1000. The other sector is Lance Doctor. or for Facebook. So you can find me easily on Facebook and on Instagram, and we're always updating individuals on what's happening from that perspective.
Fabulous. Are you doing any personal consultations for small businesses? And if so, what is your price range? Yeah, what's your price range and how can they reach you for that?
Yeah, we work with all kinds of budgets, depending on what the company is. We just signed a client on Friday who's one of the top diagnostics technology in cancer, and we're helping them grow. So, again, I do individual business consulting on individual basis. If people want to contact me, my email address is drfinance7, D-R-F-I-N-A-N-C-E, the number 7, at AOL.com. And my direct sale is 310-291-6063, 310-291-6063. We'll just have an initial conversation, see where the company wants to go, and then we can help them grow and help them get capital.
We love this. Well, I think that everybody is making themselves available for these opportunities. And, you know, as far as someone that is thinking of acquiring another business, maybe they know a friend that's not going to make it through this. What tips do you have for someone that's acquiring businesses at this time?
That is a good question, Wendy. Good question. There's more capital available for mergers and acquisitions. So startups are great. But if you find a company that you want to be able to purchase and they have viable revenues, that money is always there. Because you have established company, you have revenues, you have profit and loss statements, and we can add to it to help it grow. So that's definitely one of the areas we love to help people in, is acquiring companies. I don't care what size it is, because as long as it can debt service itself, money is available for that. People want to see history. It's easier to get something that's already established and purchased as opposed to doing a startup. So, yes, that's a great, great question. If your audience has ideas or is interested in mergers and acquisitions and buying companies that already have an established record, we can help them there as well.
Well, this is amazing. Now, so tell everybody a little bit about how you got started in money. Like, you're from Missouri, but we know that you love L.A. and you're tri-coastal, right? You like Miami too.
Yes.
But how did you get into the money game?
I was very, very, very fortunate to become an economist with a small grant from the Catholic Church, actually. And they gave me a little Mac computer, and they said, we're going to pay you to read and write and be able to give your opinion. I said, oh, my word. So from that perspective, it was with the military complex, and I was happening again to be on President Clinton's task force from that appointment. And when I went to look at how you could help military contractors diverse their technology, it was the capital. It was banks. Banks were always used to loaning money to established companies. So at that point, I said, the issue is capital. If you want to help anyone and anybody, you have to understand the capital markets. And so I began to do research on what was alternative financing, what was venture capital, what was a combination of social venture capital. And so I did a lot of studying on equity financing and what were the opportunities in finance. And because I was 25% academic and 70% deal maker, I was able to merge both worlds. So I could either do the research, find out what the trends are, and then look at actual deals. And from that, I end up writing my book, Wall Street to the Hood, which correlates innovative financing in the marketplace. And so the first sentence of my book is, if you don't understand capitalism, you're a foreigner in your own country. Business and finance is a language. So you have to learn the language. Once you learn the language, then you're able to flip from there. And so I always try to tell small businesses, understand debt financing as well as equity financing. And if you don't know your banker, you don't have a bank. You have to have a personal relationship with your banker in order to move the agenda forward.
Well, this is really good. Let's talk about profit and loss. Let's say that this person is a startup. They need to write this sheet up to be qualified for this, all this action that's happening. What do they write down on a profit and loss sheet when they've just started? What do you put down?
Yeah, well, anytime you're creating a business, you have to look at what are the projections. And the projections come from a couple of areas. One, what is the total industry doing? Two, what is the competition doing? What if you were going to compete with someone, how would you compete with them? Third, what is your unique opportunity in the marketplace? And if you can combine all three of those and you can show an investor or a lender that you have a niche, then you could probably get investment. But you really have to do your homework, really understand your market, what the totality is of the industry, what's the local regional impact of that industry, what's your competition, both locally and nationally, and then what is the opportunity and unique platform in order to grow your business. And if you can get that package together, you possibly can get some funding because there's more money than deals out here. It's just making the connection. Because people with money want to make more money, but they want to have solid business plans. And so the small business arena is where the growth is. I mean, if you look at the last 5-10 years, all your major new pots of wealth came from startups and unique opportunities and unique businesses. And small businesses always thrive our economy and push our economy forward.
Yes. And you guys, just to clarify what a small business is, just to clarify what a startup is, you know, you're under a couple years in business and you know, you're still just launching. And you know, a small business is 500 employees or less. That's the actual definition.
That's correct.
So, Dr. McCarthy, what do you have coming up as far as, you know, cannabis opportunities? I know that you're heavy in tech, but you're also heavy in cannabis CBD.
Yes.
Talk to us about that sector.
Yeah, so when you look at the whole arena now of CBD and medical marijuana, there are 33 states around the country who have passed legislation. Some of them are medical, others are medical and recreational. Eventually, I predict over the next 18 months, the entire national organization, every state will be a part of that. But while that is happening, there's opportunities as states move forward and able to get licenses. We try to advocate as part of the Minorities for Medical Marijuana. We try to advocate social equity, meaning that you have diversity in all these applications. So sometimes people win licenses, but they don't always have the capital they need. So that provides investment opportunities for your small business listeners. In addition to that, there's all kinds of ways to get into the industry, from point of sale system to transportation to papers, products. You don't have to touch the plant. So it's an emerging industry, $80 billion right now, which 60% of that is black market. Eventually, the whole country is going to go there. So I believe that industry is just like prohibition. And so your audience who is of small businesses, there's a wide variety of ways to get into the industry. It's not going to stop. It's going to continue. And there's just opportunities for individuals to be a part of that.
Yes. And CBD is just so much, you know, there's a lot of traction behind it, but it's really quite different from actual marijuana and weed. If people are concerned now they're high around them, at least not the whole day, how can they approach CBD a safe way where they feel responsible? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Again, different licenses in different states. The TCH is totally different than CBD. And hemp, hemp has actually been approved by the federal government. So, again, there's so many products that you can put it in, from makeup to helping in pain, things of that nature. It's going to continue to grow. It's just finding what niches that your audience wants to be in. We particularly provide banking services for the cannabis industry. So anyone out there is either connected or a part of a facility, we can help set up the banking services for them. And there's also a fee revenue for people, a commission who wants to work with us in that respect.
Are you looking for any apprentices at this time, or anybody that is laid off but they want to learn under you and they've got a set of skills that they could bring to the table? Or maybe they work for a company or they have, you know, access to things that you might want. What, if you were to take an apprentice, what type of person would you look for?
Yeah, another good question. We're always looking for talent to work with, because people bring diverse ideas and diverse concepts. So we're always looking for people who are innovative in technology, always looking for people who are great in social media and marketing and PR, always looking for people who have contacts in the public sector or the private sector. We call them entrepreneurs. Everyone can't be an entrepreneur. So if you're inside and you know the procurement officer and you can identify what goods and services are needed, we're always looking for those people. So we're always looking for great people. How you move a company and a movement forward is having talent. And sometimes have ideas that we just don't know about and they don't have a platform to share that with. So we tell people, encourage people to be able to bring their ideas. Companies like Google and LinkedIn and all the major technology companies, 20% of people's salary are creating things, coming up with new ideas. So again, we would love your audience to participate with us, bring their ideas. We can assess and see if they can benefit us and benefit them on our platform.
Well, we'd love to have that. And we just have a few more minutes left, Doctor, and I appreciate you making time again. What would you offer as far as advice and encouragement for that person that just feels, you know, that they're at home, they don't know what to do with themselves, they're completely overwhelmed? What advice would you offer in this time?
I would say, first of all, read and research. While you have this time at home, you have a time to research trends. One of the best books that I recommend to people is written way back in the 90s. It's called The Global Paradox. And in The Global Paradox, as the world economy becomes larger, the more powerful the smallest player. You may live in Los Angeles. You may live in San Diego. You know, you may live in Oakland, but you're a global citizen. And once you understand that, you have enormous opportunities for small business. You may be able to sell something to someone around the world. You don't have to always look at the local market. So small businesses have the opportunity to be able to be global companies. And when there is chaos, there is enormous amount of opportunity. We're all getting the same information at the same time. Creativity becomes the economic indicator. And so those that are creative can grasp the opportunity, be able to help people as well as make money. And so I look at this as a historical time and just want to tell your audience, don't be sad. Look up, be positive. You're not to have to stay home. You're able to be at home in order to create a new agenda, a new normal, a new opportunity, which we call the Great Reset.
Ooh, I love that. Powerful words from a very powerful man. Where can people find you later in this year? Do you have any talks set up or any events set up maybe for fall and winter of this year?
Yeah, everything is being pushed back. I've had six conferences, of course, canceled. We just don't know how long it's going to be. But again, they can go to my website, www.global1000.us, global1000.us, or again, they can email me directly at drfinance7@aol.com. My number is 310-691-6063. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook.
DeLance, thank you so much. I'm not sure. I think our you guys, I'm going to post everything that you need to find Dr. Lance under on Instagram. Follow us at The Startup with Monique Loray. That's The Startup with Monique, L-O-R-E. And I will post Dr. Lance's phone number on there. You guys will be able to reach him. Dr. Lance, thank you so much for your expertise and for taking time.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, you guys, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And again, a big shout out to Christina Charpentier-Biddle and Dr. E. Lance McCarthy. You guys, check my Instagram. Their phone numbers are posted. Follow them and reach out. They are available via text, phone, and email to help you with your money issues, your money questions, your money inquiries. I will be doing more of these. Our analyst, our money analyst, Christina will be back in 2 weeks. I want to thank my sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines. They are still available for deliveries. So if you want to go on michaelsolbergfamilywines.com, you can order all her beautiful wines. Michael Solberg's the dad. Leah Solberg is the daughter. She's carrying on his tradition, second generation. And they've got beautiful, approachable wines for you and your family at this time, and they'll ship it straight to your house. Also, we have Regan Medical and Dr. Bogard there. Thank you so much for your support out of Costa Mesa. You can still reach them. Go online and check them out. They're also on Instagram. And we have Nadira Healing Arts. Thank you so much for your support, Nadira. And Jennifer McCray. She's a nurse. She was on the other week. And that's Control-Alt-Delete. If you guys are looking to reset your life and you're wanting some advice, she can help you out. You can find Jennifer McCray on Facebook. And that's just Jennifer and then M-C-C-R-A-E, McCray. I want to say thank you to Robert Cook, Body by Cook in Louisiana. He's one of our new sponsors. He does car revampments, and he, you know, right now if you have an old classic car and you're down in Louisiana or if you're anywhere and you want him to help consult you on revamping an old classic, now's a good time to get in the garage. This channel and me to advertise or be on the show, give us a shout. Thank you so much. And what will you start up today? Thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys soon. What will you start up today?
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.